Force on Force features the largest and strongest outdoor military organization in the country. These are the men and women who make it possible to enjoy the freedom to hunt and fish. It is with great pride that we bring you Force on Force podcast, coming to you from the Force on Force talk.
Hey, welcome to the Force on Force podcast. I'm your host, Sean Dowell. Exciting trip we're on this year. Enjoying what we're doing here in the Force on Force talk. We're having a lot of fun. This show is going to be exciting. You'll find out why here in a minute. I'm going to have a lot of fun, but we've been busy. As you guys know, we're right in the middle of starting season 13 of RV Bass Anglers Force on Force on the Sportsman Channel and also on the World Fishing Network. We also this week released a sizzler at our new Army Hog Hunters show. And a lot of cool things to come out with. If you hadn't seen it, go over to our social media on the hog page, buck page. We shared it on all that stuff, even on our website, forceonforcetv.com. It's pretty cool. You can see some of the stuff we've done with thermal drones out there. But more importantly, we want to kind of announce part of that was, told you guys last week we'd kind of hint that maybe this week we would announce a new sponsor, and we've kind of finalized the deal on that. So part, and we teased ATA a little bit of that. What kind of came out of that? So we have a new sponsor that we're going to announce, and that's Hawk Optics. And so they're going to be the official optics of Army Buck and Hog and, you know, just everything we do here at Army Bass Angler Enterprise and then the Force on Force podcast. And we got to play around a little bit with them. So a lot of good stuff going on with what we're doing here. And it's super excited. Already got to play around with the binos, use them a little bit. After we got through filming at Force on Force, we actually used one of the scopes as part of the competition, Force on Force. It kind of shaped the whole thing with the hog hunting. So it's going to be exciting to see how all that goes. But this week, we're back here in the home talk. And this one's kind of special. April is the month of the military child. And April 15th is what they call the Purple Up Day. It's where they kind of really celebrate the military child, the military dependent. And one thing I've really enjoyed this year is, especially like last week, we talked with Jake Whiteside, the Chief's Custom Calls, and we talked a lot about turkey hunting and some of the things with hunting and turkeys and all the things. But some of the things we talk about is just the things that we don't get to talk a lot about in the military. And Purple Up Month Day is about, you know, the month of the military child. So what I thought would be really cool is to bring on my oldest, James Dalrymple. And this is why I said it's going to be a lot of fun, because I'll give you guys a little bit of background on this. But James, which is really cool to go along with the Purple Up Day, we call it purple because all the military forces across, they use the color purple when you talk Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine. But he is a star football player at Clarksville High School in Clarksville, Tennessee, which is the home of the 101st Airborne Division. James became the 13th player in the history of Clarksville High School in 117 years to break 1,000 yards last year. Also, he is, you know, prep 615s that are predicting him to be one of the top running backs coming back in the state of Tennessee. So he had all kind of accolades last year, threw some touchdown passes. But more importantly, he spent a lot of time fishing with me over the year, and we kind of want to do this. And so while this is a lot of fun to me, there's a video on social media about him making fun of me along the way about all the times that I got to do all the stuff for Force on Force or as a two-time champion or this. And so recently he had to do a video for a fundraiser activity that we at Army Bass Anglers support the guys at Clarksville High School football. So it's funny to watch him. So I get to grasp a little bit because there's a hilarious video where he's in the shop there in Fort Lindenwood, Missouri, making fun of me with his brother. And we would have his brother on here, but I know he's off doing baseball stuff today. And so it's a lot of fun to have. So James, how you doing?
Good. I'm good. How are you?
Hey, it's always fun to have to mess with you a little bit. So, you know, you've been around the hunting and fishing stuff with me your whole life, but you also been a military dependent, and you also are in a area where the football program is in the shadows of the 101st Airborne Division. And so from the time, you know, you were really little, you dealt with the fact of being a military dependent. And so kind of like, how does that like factor into your growing up?
It was hard when I was little, because as a little kid, you know, you're used to having your dad around or your parent, whatever, is in the military. And then, you know, they leave and you're a little too young to understand why. but it got a lot easier the older I got. But it was always sad seeing like you leave and stuff. But it was always nice to get like the notes and be able to call. Like, even though we were in different time zones, we'd figure it out, and those were always the best moments. But I'd say it was hard, but it got easier the older I got.
Yeah, I don't think people kind of understand this. James was 2 months old the first time I, not the first time I deployed, but the first time I deployed in his life. And so from the time he was 2 months to 18 months old, I was gone to Afghanistan. And I came back, and he and I, from the time he was 18 months old till, you know, I deployed again, we spent a lot of time together. But the really cool stories is he really at a really young age grasped fishing, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
And so we were stationed at Fort Gordon, Georgia, and he we used to always want to, you know, it at a little over 2 years old, he'd always be like wanting to catch a fish, and we would try and like, this goes back to, we guys had Cody Prather on the, you know, earlier podcast, talked about my time in grad school. And I'd always tell him, as he'd be 2 years old, and I'd tell him, wait till we get to Alabama. Knew I was going to grad school, knew we were going to some great fisheries, and he would catch his first fish. And so this goes back to where we're at and how I kind of in the industry, what we do. So we get to Alabama, and he and I go fishing. We hadn't even been there like a couple of days. And James catches at 2.5, he's about 2.5 years old at this point. He catches a 5.25 smallmouth on a Snoopy car. Or it was actually a cars, but that most people refer to him as a Snoopy rod and reel, you know, the little kids rod and reel on a swim bait. And it was pretty, one of the most amazing things that I ever remember. He probably, you don't even remember that. You were so young. It was, he's got pictures of it, but he doesn't remember. So a fish of a lifetime. The first fish was what most people go after their whole entire life. And so you kind of started out early loving to fish, and you fished a lot with me when you were little, didn't you?
I did. Yeah.
And so we were in grad school. Do you remember that some of the times that we got to fish and doing some of that stuff as you got a little bit older? And it was,
I think when I once I hit about 3, I started remembering, because I remember, I think when you were at UNA, I think I remember going to a gun range with you, and I think outside the gun range was a pool table. I do remember a little bit of that. And then I remember being in the boat a little bit, but I don't remember the fish, sadly. But it is pretty cool, because there is a magazine cover, or I'm in a Bassmaster magazine, and that's pretty cool to say that you've been in one of those and can go and show people and tell the story about how I caught that 5.25 smallmouth, and there's proof on that piece of paper.
Yeah, they did. Dave Preck did an article on James and I did come back from Afghanistan and that fish, and just how cool it was to kind of bring that back together. It was called War and Bass, and it just so happened that was the same year that Jordan Shipley and Colt McCoy were on the front cover, and they did an article on them, and James and I were on the article called The Back Deck, and they actually got more write-ins and more calls in about James's fish and that whole story than they did about Jordan Shipley and Colt McCoy at Texas. So it was always, and that was your Alabama beat Texas in the national championship. So it was always like a really good, cool deal for him. But, you know, you've always loved the fish. It's really cool deal to watch both these guys, James and Ethan, and all of them. James really loves the fish. Ethan is the hunter. James will hunt, but he doesn't like to do it like Ethan, his brother.
Ethan likes to hunt because he gets to take a little nap and get woken up whenever the deer comes. It's a little bit different when you start going by yourself.
Well, and one of the best parts of it was his brother actually convinced him one time that there was this big monster deer that we had on trail camera that was underneath the tree stand that he should go out there and hunt while Ethan and I slept in. And so that's the best story his brother's got on him about hunting. He convinced him, we hadn't seen a deer in a couple of days, and he convinced him that he needed to go hunting because he'd seen a big old deer on trail camera. And so James took the bait when hunting and didn't kind of get to do it. But you also, you know, you've fished a lot, but you're a phenomenal football player, baseball player. You've really kind of focused on the football side of things over the years. Outside, you know, being the tough from a football perspective, you know, is really, I think I always look at your time on the water. Has that like impacted things that you've been able to do on the water? I think it, for me personally, it looks like it helped you develop motor skills at a younger age, whether it's football or baseball, you don't see in a lot of kids out there. How do you kind of see that?
Honestly, I mean, I would say the patience aspect from fishing kind of like carries on over into things like that, because, you know, things like when you're playing running back and you have the ball, like the hole might not be open right away, but, you know, you have a little bit of patience and you don't go into the first thing you see. You go into something that you know is going to be there and you trust is going to be there because that's what you're taught. Just like fishing, you're seeing the grass, your dad's telling you that something's going to be there. And, you know, you throw in there a couple casts later and you get a fish, you know, a couple steps later. I mean, you're breaking a 50-yard touchdown. So I would say the patience aspect is really like carried on over into the sports aspect of my life.
Well, that's kind of cool to look at it from that. But I always say, we talked about last week with, you know, the podcast we had last week, how much being in the outdoors kind of makes you a well-balanced individual, how it kind of brings you back to center, kind of helps you recharge from what it is. And I think, but there is a lot of lessons to learn from being in the outdoors and then transfer it over. But you've also got an opportunity to do and fish with some people, being a military dependent, that you wouldn't necessarily have ever gotten to do that, would you? You know, I think one of your coolest was, you know, tell the story about getting to fish with Rolla.
That was the kayak trip, right?
Yeah.
I would say it was probably my most fun I've ever had fishing. Like, I still try and like go and try to find something like that, because it's like exhilarating, because you're just in such a small body of water and it's just carrying you down the river, and the smallmouth, you know, they always fight like they're so much bigger than what they are. And the funny thing is I didn't want to get these, I think they were basically like pool noodles that kept rods afloat if you fell. Smacked right into a big old ledge or like a log sticking out of the water. Flipped my kayak, and it was so funny because the way the kayak flipped and all my stuff fell out, but I still had everything, and it was just a great experience with Roland and just catching those smallmouth. I mean, you get hot, you jump in the water, and there's nothing like it. It truly made me feel like a kid at that point and like really enjoy life. Like, that was what life was all about.
And what's really neat was Roland is a German officer that was actually here working, and he was in had an office a couple cubicles down from me in Fort Lindenwood. And so Roland and I had been fishing on the boat a couple of times, and James really wanted to go kayak fishing. And so I'd asked Roland, could James go with him and let him take the kayak? And Roland comes to me and goes, man, James was 14 at the time. And he's all worried about it. And I'm like, man, you'll be fine. Trust me. He's good. But from that aspect, we always talk about, like, how cool was it to get to experience that with somebody that from another country that your dad hadn't been in the military, you would have never got to experience.
Yeah. I mean, it was pretty cool. He had some cool stories, and he was just a really good dude. Taught me some things and made me like realize some things that I didn't quite know before. And I mean, that's the thing about life too, is you never know like what someone can teach you. So that's why, you know, I always try to listen to people older and wiser than me, and he was one of those people, and it was just a really great time out there.
It was fun to watch him. And then Roland come back in the next week, and Roland goes, what do you feed that boy? And I was like, pretty much anything he wants to eat, you know. And that's why he lives in a weight room. He's a beast on the football field, and it's just funny. But you've got to fish with other guys from ABA, and whether it's Randy, you know, go fish tournaments with them, and then you and I fish tournaments together. And so it's fun to watch you get to experience some of that. And not only that, but you've got to fish different bodies of water around the United States. That's what we talked about last week. Jake and I did about being in the military. You got to that experience where unless you're, you know, a traveling fisherman or hunter, you don't get to, you probably within 1 or 2 hours of your house, you don't get to experience a lot of different. So have you ever thought about how many different places you've gotten to fish from Texas, you know, just all those places like that over the years?
Yeah, I've been to some pretty amazing lakes that a lot of people would love to go to. Like, let's see, I've been to Pickwick. What was the one that was like an hour away from Huntsville?
Gunnersville.
I've been to Gunnersville. Land Between the Lakes. What was the one in Missouri?
Lake of the Ozarks.
Lake of the Ozarks. Lake Fork. Yeah. Sadly, when we went up there, it was just a rough time of year. It was spring, and it was really windy and cold. So it was a little hard to pull some fish out of there, but it was still really fun. Two lakes that I really want to go to are Lake Michigan, where it's really clear, and Okeechobee, because I think punching and fishing a frog there would be pretty fun. But I will say the Ozarks tournaments with Randy was also one of the funnest like times I've had, because there's nothing like going out there and competing and fishing and trying to reel it. Like that exhilaration you get with trying to catch 5 fish. We almost had one time, but even though we didn't win, it was always just so fun just going. It doesn't get better than that.
Yeah, I remember that you were close. You guys were just so close that one time, and it was really, really cool to watch you guys kind of do that. Me and Ethan would fish, and then you guys, there's a couple of times just you and Randy fish. Me and Ethan didn't go fish those tournaments, those Wednesday nighters. And so it's fun to get to see you guys get to experience and a little build the trust factor to get to go learn more. And I think that's equated to, I think that goes into leadership and things like that, that you kind of understand and transfers over to what you do on the football field and everywhere else in athletics. Because you get trusted to go do things like that, you have, you know, more confidence in yourself.
Yeah, it's also nice to fish those different bodies of water, because you get to learn to throw a bunch of different new things. Like before I went to Ozarks, I never threw a jig or like a shaky head on the rocks like that. I never knew what a bass like bite felt like fishing those things. And the more I fished it, the more I got to know fishing on Kentucky Lake, throwing a swim bait on Gunnersville, throwing a drop shot. Just a bunch of different things. I mean, even a crankbait on Gunnersville. I mean, just a bunch of different things you get to learn fishing those different lakes.
Yeah. You know, speaking of Gunnersville, if you guys have ever seen the Yolo Tech video, like early on, they've used that video, especially around Father's Day. That's James catching a big fish on a drop shot on Gunnersville with his hand in his pants.
So he's like, some big fish come out of there.
Yeah, so he had a lot of fun. I mean, there's been times too where, you know, we had a lot. He learned about forward facing sonar this summer. He got to experience that, and it was kind of cool to show him that. I remember I was telling him a couple of podcasts ago how I had you and Ethan in the boat trying to tell you there was a big fish on that brush pile, and I was trying to get you guys to throw right there.
Yeah,
and you guys didn't believe me, and I pulled that big fish off of it, and it was a lot of cool stuff to go with it. So it was a lot of fun with that. And I think, you know, when you look at it, I think one of my funniest stories with you and your brother was tell the classic story about come meet all the pros at the.
I mean, we like got in line as a joke because we heard like on the intercom that it was like, come meet all your favorite Skeeter pros. And, you know, we kind of knew he was going to be over there, and we just kind of laughed when we got to him. But I guess like as a kid, as like you're our parent, you don't see it as like, oh, he's like not a celebrity, but like people like really do know him. But it's cool to see like all the other people kind of come up to you and see how like influential you are to kids and even adults, and how much like your show people enjoy and how much it like means to them.
And I think part of that was good for you, because now I've always talked to you like, and I tell you all the time, hey, you don't know all those little kids that are watching you on Friday night, and you know, they're watching number seven out there on Friday nights. And you know, guys would get kind of frustrated when we're at boat ramps or whatever, because I take the time to talk to people that watch this TV show. And now you're seeing it as a high school football player, when when you're the kind of that guy, you know, that does so much out there, everybody. And it's kind of important to take the time because people, think enough of you to talk to you. And so you kind of have to be very thankful that because it makes a lot more funner on Friday nights when people are screaming and hollering because of what's going on, didn't it?
Yeah, it is.
And I hope that I've done a good job to kind of like show you guys that that's kind of what it is. I mean, we're in our family, we're very blessed with some very high performing athletes between our stepsisters, Maggie, Macy, you know, and then Bryce is playing soccer now. We never have a dull moment with athletics around the house and the high performers. And I think we're very blessed to watch them all get out there and play. And I think anytime, you know, it's just, I love to watch them go through the process out there. And James has done a really good job. It was really fun to watch him come on as a sophomore. You know, I my favorite story is to tell about you getting benched as a sophomore. He doesn't like to talk about it a lot, but it's probably my favorite story because I think demonstrates how hard it is to work at something to get to where you wanted to go, because you have found the position that you play now because of that. And I think, we talk about in fishing and hunting that it's not always to catch into the fish, it's the process. And I enjoyed watching you go through that process. You may not have thought it at the time, but it was fun watching the process.
Yeah, it was hard, but glad it happened because, you know, at the end of the day, I know I can, if I make it to the next level, or even if I just leave my mark somewhere in the high school and people know who I am for years to come, they'll know that I did it legitimately and not because I was some coach's favorite.
Right. And I've enjoyed watching. This is what's really cool. Like, I get to a lot of the guys at the Clarksville High School football that basically I think we've had like the whole backfield here before at the house. And it's a lot of fun whether it's Amari or Jack or Camille, you know, they're all here, you know, have them all here at the same time. Oh, there's not enough food in the house when all that happens. You know, it's a lot of fun to watch that. But, you know, I watched Jack Stein develop last year from his sophomore year. And it was a lot of along that same line, just talking about your team and everything else. I watched him develop and it was so awesome to watch. I remember him after a game his sophomore year being so frustrated with playing time, and then just to see him develop and commit to work ethic and the things like that. And so I love watching all you guys kind of do that on the football field. And I think that's what it's, and it's all about putting the puzzle together in what you guys do. You guys are getting ready to start spring practice, right?
Yes. I believe in a week or two. Yeah, something like that. I think it's the last 2 weeks of April and the first 2 weeks or the first week of May. I don't know if we have a game yet, and so I'll have to find one. But either way, we still get 3 weeks of practice, 3 weeks off, and then summer practice starts.
Yeah, it's always a tough, you know, tough sledding when you're a high school football player because you come right out of spring, you go right into summer, you know, James trying to find time to go fishing to kind of get a break to get ready for that football season. So I'm excited to kind of watch, you know, you guys, you know, we kind of excited from that whole deal. But I think that kind of, when we talk about this month being the month of the military child, I think it's really cool to have you on here to kind of talk that piece and to kind of see like how, you know, we're made up of so many different parts, from the service members to the spouses to the kids. And I think I think from a perspective of you just kind of do so much stuff on the football field and now you're turning around giving back to the community. And I think that's just so much, that's such a good deal to see that what you guys are doing. And I'm excited to watch the whole kind of team and it's in the shadows of the mighty 101st Airborne Division, and it's going to be Team 118 coming up this year. So this will be pretty cool. I'll still continue to make fun of you when you do videos and things like that, because it's my time to pick back at you because you picked at me all these years, which is kind of a cool deal. So, you know, this week we got episode 2 of season 13 going on, and it's a pretty pretty cool show to watch. And we also will continue, you know, we got turkey season going on. I didn't get a turkey last week. I went and tried, didn't happen. So hopefully I'll be able to nail the coffin this week. So I really appreciate it, James. Enjoyed having you on. And thanks for sharing a little bit. I know this is new territory for you to kind of do this, but it was fun kind of picking at you. So appreciate it. If you guys want to know about Army Bass Slingers, buck, duck, or hog, or redfish, go to ForceOnForceTV.com and appreciate it. Cool?
Thanks for listening to the Force on Force podcast. Join us next time as we dive into more topics from the Force on Force talk. For more information or to learn how to join the organization, visit our website at ForceOnForceTV.com.